Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third
Watch. You're listening to Kyle Warren. Well, in the daylight, we found out a lot more, of course, about what happened in Baltimore, Maryland, about 24 hours ago. And unfortunately, folks, there are still six people from a road crew that was working on the bridge at the time, six individuals who are now presumed dead. The search operation turned into what they call a recovery operation, and how very, very sad it truly is. A definite tragedy in terms of the infrastructure, but that is absolutely dwarfed by the loss of life here. And our thoughts, our prayers, our condolences go out to all the families of those that were lost in this terrible accident. And the NTSB, of course, is investigating. You've got, I think, a lot of experts descending on this area to find out exactly how it happened, how the ship lost power, and then, of course, how this catastrophic failure of the bridge occurred as a result of the ship hitting one of the main support columns there. So, again, just a very terrible tragedy, and we'll bring you more information as it becomes available. But, of course, our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody affected by this. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Let's bring Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience in with us this morning. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, good morning.
Well, you know, you and I were talking about this, and of course it was in the dead of night, but as I was saying, as the sun came up, we had a much different perspective of what happened. There was a lot of speculation early on, you know, could this be terrorism? Could this be something else? But it appears to have been just a tragic accident that they even tried to do a mayday call.
They did a mayday call.
And then they were able to at least try to stop people going across the bridge before it was too late.
And it appears that they were, in fact, able to do that. If you slow down or look at some of those videos in kind of slow motion, you can see that just about the time the cargo ship was going to hit the support, that there were pretty much no more cars coming through. The last one I saw was like an 18-wheeler that had just made it.
Right.
The mayday call, in fact, worked. Now, I'm not sure. I'm kind of still sketchy on this. That the captain, he was not a regular on that ship. You know, captains are hired to, you know, they could do any kind of cargo ship. So he may not have been familiar with the condition of that ship. He successfully made it out of port and, you know, made the big, huge, wide turn to go towards, under that bridge. But coming into it is when he lost power twice, which loses propulsion, which means if you lose propulsion, you can't stop.
Right.
You know, he may have been going two knots or three knots, which is typical in a port like that. You can't go that fast. You can't even get up to speed that fast. But you have no steering. You have no navigation because, you know, he lost power.
Right.
It's still interesting to me why the NTSB is actually not on that cargo ship. I mean, it blows my mind. There's nothing wrong with the back end of that cargo ship. Nothing. In fact, there's very little wrong with the front end of it, except part of the bridge is on it. But it's certainly seems to be intact. So I decided to look last night. A cargo ship such as that has a draft of 35 feet. apparently that channel is 50 feet in depth. So that tells me that whatever is at the bottom is I mean, whatever went in the water is all the way at the bottom, 15 feet below the draft of the ship. And then I got to thinking, where are the barges? You could easily get some barges in there and start, one, offloading those containers.
Right, yeah.
A barge only draws 9 feet. So you don't have to shut down that port. I mean, you can be offloading those containers and putting them on yet another container ship. Anything behind it or anything in front of it. I mean, it's fascinating to me that we're not having that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, and on those barges, you can bring in, you know, those huge crane things and begin to remove the broken parts of that bridge. So I'm not understanding exactly why we're not moving forward with all that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that any of what I just said would have impeded any kind of rescue or now
investigation.
Or any kind of rescue of these people or, you know, whatever else at this point they have, I mean, because I think they've pretty much declared them to be dead, and I would think they would be in 45.
Yeah, they presumed them to be dead. Well, Uncle Rick, listening on 9:30 a.m., he's saying, good morning, Kyle and Denise. He says, was the ship going in or out of the... he was definitely going out because they were heading off to Sri Lanka, basically.
Yes, yeah. It was going out.
And, so they were definitely heading out, but... you know, again, this does bring up the question. Even Pete Buttigieg was there. He got the question about should people be concerned about going over other bridges? You know, it does point up this idea of what's happened to our infrastructure and is it going to be sturdy?
I don't think the problem was the bridge.
No. But no, not at all. This is hitting it. But of course, it always begs that question.
It can't take that. I mean, even. With the speed that he was going, if you immediately go to drop anchor, the anchor is not going to mean anything.
Right. And that mass hitting that that support pylon, but they will take a look at what the condition of the bridge is as best as they can reconstitute it, because people are just wondering how the whole thing just fell apart so quickly. But just this terrible, terrible accident. I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'll be back, too. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, we are having fun here on this Wednesday edition of the program, and so as we always do, but Wednesdays start to have a little bit of a feel to it because that means you're starting to head towards the latter part of the week, and you can start seeing the weekend, and of course, we're coming up here on Good Friday. We're coming up on Easter Sunday, of course, for this next weekend. In my neck of the woods, it's supposed to be literally raining cats and dogs Saturday and Sunday. What I've heard, 2 inches on Saturday, 2 inches on Sunday. And again, we've heard the dreaded term atmospheric river, which is the one thing we don't want to hear. But folks, we hope that you've got some great weather for this coming weekend. And also, don't forget, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. If you're a first-time caller, don't be shy, because we're going to bring in Denise Simon here again. Hello again, Denise. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, first-time callers need not be concerned, because, you know, we're pretty harmless, aren't we, Denise? Yeah, we're pretty harmless, so that's all right. Again, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And, well, Denise, you know, we did talk a little bit about, obviously, what happened in Baltimore. We also know, again, that the Biden administration is getting the okay from Hamas, but also I saw something else about some of these Arab states. They are balking at wanting to basically fund the UN Palestinian Aid Agency. And you mentioned, too, about like Abbas and so forth. There's already so much money in play. How much more money does it take? If you don't have even the leaders of Hamas, many are rich beyond the dreams of avarice, it seems.
I'm reading Jared Kushner's book. I bought it last year, and I finally got around to start reading it. And it's I read Mike Pompeo's book, and it was okay. But I will tell you that Jared Kushner's book tells you so much of the backstories and the people that he called on. I mean, this cat worked like the devil at stuff, especially because he was given the Middle East file, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one particular meeting with a boss, and this was after he did an awful lot of historical study on Palestinians, on Egypt, and Amman, Jordan, and so forth and so on. And he sought advice of Henry Kissinger. He sought advice of previous secretaries of state. I mean, he worked diligently and met with the boss and said, I'm going to give you these three things to get these talks going. And Mahmoud Abbas kept using the same talking points that he's used for years and years and years. Abbas doesn't want a solution. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the money stops flowing. It means that they have no cause anymore. They have no value anymore. And who are the ones that suffer? Well, air quote, the Palestinians. So, my sense is it the pressure should come from King Abdullah of Jordan and al-Sisi of Egypt. But both of them are spineless, too. So this is a situation that's not going to go away. The only thing he can possibly do is go to the UN and say, we're not funding this anymore, which Trump did during his administration. They stopped the funding going into UNRWA. And within the first week of the Biden administration, they turned that off or they turned it back on. We're funding it again.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention how much... the billions that the United States has given to Iran in one form or another. Now imagine if we had some of that money that we could have built this bridge back starting today, right?
Bingo, you know, bingo. Yeah, absolutely.
But it shouldn't be the taxpayer dollars anyway. The truth of the matter is that the Singapore ship, their insurance companies or whatever, they're the ones that...
Yeah, they're liable.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's not the taxpayers' money that should do this. We didn't cause the problem.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, obviously, these carriers have to have all kinds of insurance that you wouldn't believe.
And so when it comes to these omnibus bills and these earmarks that are being thrown in, this ridiculous money that we're throwing at climate change and, you know, these NGOs and so forth, this is the reason that you don't spend money recklessly, because you're going to have a situation like this bridge. Now, again, we shouldn't have to pay for this bridge, but it looks like we necessarily may have to in some form or fashion. And that's why you have money in reserve and you don't spend other monies recklessly.
Well, indeed. Well, I mean, just even in the short term, I mean, there is a pressing issue now to get that, first of all, rebuilt in some way in order to let the commerce continue through and, keep the traffic
mm-hmm.
going. But
mm-hmm.
you're right. No, the shipping company is wholly liable. And then also, of course, those that lost their lives, that's going to be litigation for years, it would seem, for wrongful death.
Correct.
Yeah. And we don't know. I mean, that shipping, in other words, you know, they're probably going to go out of business at some point, one might think, because the egregious nature of this is so terrible. But that remains to be seen. But, you know, nothing will bring back those that lost their lives.
Of course not.
Yeah, and it's just so terrible. I mean, this should never have happened, obviously.
Well, it shouldn't have. But, was it an accident? Was it some kind of a maintenance issue? Was it, you know, whatever? But nonetheless, it clearly wasn't on purpose. If the captain had put out a mayday, then you know that it wasn't terrorism, and you know that it wasn't purposeful. So, you know, these things do, in fact, happen. I mean, you know, a ship took down the Sunshine Skyway years ago here in Tampa.
That's right, like 1980 or something, like somewhere in there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know how that necessarily was settled. It'd be interesting for me to go back and look. I remember going across that bridge many, many times in my life. But, you know, here we are. And you know, these are where good management, where government is run more like a business with a balance sheet that has some meaning to it, as opposed to be $34 trillion in debt.
Indeed. Indeed. And, of course, you know, we've also got this, just turning to politics, there's this, you know, NBC has now reversed their offer to Rona McDaniel, and there's been a lot of more firestorm associated with this. Even Salem's own Hugh Hewitt, you know, was saying, look, you know, looks like the MSNBC cult has taken over the news division, basically.
Well, they have.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the contract looks like for Rona McDaniel. I don't know that she was supposed to make X number of appearances. I don't know that if there was a timetable on this contract or whatnot, but this essentially was a coup.
Right. Oh yeah.
And I think that she has the ability to sue the company into oblivion, personally. And I can tell you that they will probably never host a presidential debate after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, it's becoming so partisan. You know, you have all kinds of people that have had some kind of position politically in the past, and they wind up being, you know, analysts or commentators. And a lot of sometimes you don't like what they say, or you don't like their opinion, or what have you. But never to this degree have we really seen a backlash like this.
Well, there were times, I think, that some guests that The View had on, it got so contentious that they got up and left. But you just notice that the left is going after Robert Kennedy Jr. For all the same reasons. And he's more on their side than he is on the conservative side.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to destroy him. So
and now
there's no limits to their plots and their ploys.
Very well said. Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, of course, we'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com is the website. Head over there. Check out all the great articles and material that Denise has for you. And we're going to come right back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You
USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media companies surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
everybody, Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing through this Wednesday edition of the program, and it's been pretty interesting so far, I think, and we're glad that you're with us. Telephone number, of course, 948-822-7959. You can also head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send a direct message to us this morning. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. We've got Denise Simon with us. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
And founderscode.com is the website for Denise as well. And we have a lot more to talk about, Denise. We've got the phone lines already lighting up this morning here at the bottom of the hour, and we're glad to see that. And by the way, as we mentioned earlier, first-time callers, don't be afraid, because we're pretty harmless. So you're welcome. You're always going to be welcome here. And, of course, talking about being welcome, we've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Question. I know there've been a lot of recent polling information suggesting that Trump is up further. Is that correct? I mean, I haven't been keeping too close.
Some are, and some I'm seeing that that show that Biden starts to get an edge. You know, it can go back and forth a little bit. Depends on the poll. Yeah.
I thought I saw something about that where Biden was closing the gap. I don't know how anybody could vote for Biden, regardless, you know, of what your partisan, you know, loyal, where your partisan loyalty. Well, how can you vote for a second Biden administration? You got to be out of your mind unless you want to keep paying these higher prices, keeping the borders open, more fentanyl deaths. I mean, it just go. I just don't understand these polls. In my opinion, he should be at like 5% approval rating. That's, you know, based upon everything we're seeing. We're seeing wars globally. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I have another opinion about the abortion discussion with the pill.
The abortion pill, yeah.
And what I think is critical, and I was about to ask that question and I saw the answer, it's only good up until 10 weeks. So I don't know why there's all this hysteria on both sides. I mean, it's, you know, if I'm reading it correctly, after 10 weeks, it's of no use for, you know, to abort. Am I correct on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate the call, but we'll let Denise respond to that, and then we'll talk to you again here real soon. But, yeah, this is going to be, you know, I think any restriction on abortion is going to really become a huge problem for the left. But thanks, Neil. We appreciate it. What do you think, Denise?
I'm going to be a cop-out. When it comes to the topic of abortion, I just kind of give up. Whatever the conservatives, the Republicans say about abortion, the left is going to fight it. It's going to be a standing argument, debate, a vicious debate forever. So I kind of choose just to let the others fight it. And we've been doing this, what, 50 years?
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
I can't be in the debate anymore. I'm done with it.
Well, go ahead, Denise. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I can't help Neil at all on this one. I just want to slap them all.
Well, certainly the Democrats are going to make this. In fact, I think it's Klobuchar that's out there saying we're going to promise a national abortion codification. So they will hijack the election this one issue.
Yes, they will. And explain to me why the federal government is even in that entire issue in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really outrageous, which was the whole decision. The reason for the decision out of the Supreme Court. It's a state problem. And it is a state problem. It's been a state problem.
Indeed. Indeed.
You don't go to federal facilities, health care facilities, to get an abortion. You go to a facility that's in the state.
Indeed. All right. We got Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, you're on with Denise. Do you have a question or a comment for Denise this morning?
Yes. I just wanted to mention the sky, as far as the bridges thing concerned. After the previous Skyway Bridge was knocked down, on the new Skyway Bridge, they put huge circular concrete bumpers to prevent any ship from doing that in the future. And I think that's something that should have been done in some of these other ports. So I just wanted to mention that that's something that's been done. As far as abortion, I have a little bit of a different take here. And it is that as a woman, if you are going to engage in sex, then you have the risk of getting pregnant. And if you do, then you have the fiduciary responsibility to take care of the child. In other words, if they're going to gamble in sex, then they have to realize that they can get pregnant and that they have a fiduciary to take care of the child. That's all I'm saying. If they want to take that risk, then they should have a consequence.
No argument from me.
All right. Thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. We're going to move on here to Anthony in Tampa this morning, who's also got a question or comment for Denise. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning to you both. You know, if you go to New York City and you're waiting for the subway, common sense tells you not to stand too close to the terminal entrance where the train passes by, because you're going to have a loony pushing you down the track. So what's happened to New York City? You know, it was a place where you can go and it was ethnically balanced. Now you can have an elderly Jewish person or elderly Asian person. getting clotheslined or sucker punched in the street. You can have a white female getting body slammed and having her money stolen and permanently paralyzed. You know, and now with the whole Trump issue, I hope it hits them really hard where people wake up in that whole state and come to their senses that liberals, the Democratic Party is killing that state to the core. The Big Apple is dying within from the core. So if no more incentive to get wise and vote Republican, that has to be it. So I appreciate your time and thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Yeah, we appreciate it. Well, you know, Denise, what he's talking about again, New York just seems to be on such a downward spiral. It's very sad.
With this shooting of this poor police officer, Diller,
yeah.
I don't think I can get any more disgusted because, you know, you got a mayor that comes out and says New York is safe and we're not any worse off than any other city. Really, dude? I think here at this point, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm so law and order, and Trump was for a while, but it kind of fell off at towards the end of his administration for obvious reasons. But I think one of the things that the conservatives, you know, those that are up for re-election in the Senate and all those in the House, they ought to absolutely be running on these judges and, I would say, parole boards. It's not necessarily the prosecutors, but, you know, in many cases it is. But these judges, you know, these arrests are made. These cats go before a judge and the judge lets them go. I mean, the person that killed that officer Diller has a rap sheet that's a mile long.
Yeah.
It's absolutely outrageous. And I would say that, you know, these people that make these decisions to let these criminals go, in some cases with no bail or no bond, whatever it is, they're willing accomplices. And I mean willing accomplices.
That's really true.
It's gotten to the point where it's predictable. These judges, we need to go on a full-blown assault on these judges and these prosecutors. It's not the police. In a lot of cases where there's no police, so what are you going to do? But
right.
Where there are officers, where there is a force, and, you know, they make the arrests, and the prosecutors plea them down, we get what we deserve on this one, or mm-hmm. we deserve what we get, or however that goes.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, I think we're starting to hear the music come up here, but it's been pretty interesting discussion here, no doubt about it in this time, but certainly going back to the comments about abortion, you know, men have to be pretty responsible too. They can't just, you know, disappear either, you know, when it comes to something like that.
Touché.
Exactly. Well, tell you what, Denise, have a great rest of your morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website for Denise. And then we're coming right back with Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Sometimes it really does surprise me just how fast the program goes by. Every morning here in the overnight hours, the wee hours across America. And we're glad to be with you. Glad that you're there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website for Chris. Head over there, check out all about his radio program, his podcasts, and all the other great stuff you can find out about Chris. Again, that's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You can also hear him right here on AM860 The Answer. And so without further ado, let's go over and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, Chris, since last we talked, obviously there's we've seen the two different tragedies unfold. We've seen, of course, what happened in Baltimore. I got some questions for you about that in terms of commerce, how that's going to be affected in the short term here, at least. And then, of course, also in your neck of the woods in New York, you had the terrible, tragic killing of the police officer there.
Well, yeah, it's it wasn't just the police officer, which was awful. It was also another individual on a commute getting shoved in front of a subway and killed, as well as the ongoing violence on the subway is completely out of control. In a city that seems more and more ungovernable.
Well, indeed. I think that's the word you just used is right on the money. It just seems like it's out of control more so. You know, it used to almost be like a cliche, you know, how the crime in New York and, you know, back in the day. And then it kind of started to get turned around with Giuliani and I would think Bloomberg as well, if I recall correctly. But now it just seems like it's becoming almost a cliche again, you know, that it's, as you said, this is an ungovernable space to a great degree.
Well, I guess it might be ungovernable based upon maybe the constituencies and how they go about voting. Because again, I lived in the city when, you know, I was young and I graduated from college when I first moved there. And, you know, this is when Giuliani first was mayor. I felt perfectly safe on the subways. I did. We felt perfectly safe walking around in neighborhoods because you had, you know, cops walking the beat. And it's very different now, completely different environment. You know, last time I was on the subway, actually, it was about maybe about a year and a half ago, and it was noticeable just how, I mean, you got to keep your head on a swivel and, you know, the mental health issues and the people with, that had visibly were disturbed that you had to look out for. And, you know, that was never the case. I mean, again, the city is not dealing with the mental health problems that are there and people that need to be locked up that are just, you know, roaming the streets. So, yeah, you got to be very, very careful. You got to, you know, like I said, keep your head on a swivel because a lot of bad elements out there, not to mention the fact that, you know, this cashless bail and letting people go and recidivism, it's real bad.
Indeed. And it's so hard to put it back after it's kind of deteriorated. I mean, that the buildup is to, it can deteriorate virtually overnight comparatively. But, you know, Chris, what happened in Baltimore with this terrible tragedy, this terrible accident, six people, of course, that we know of, this is what we believe at this point, six people have lost their lives, presumed dead. They changed it to a recovery operation. But in terms of the impact that we're going to see moving forward here, with the cargo and other goods coming in and out of that port, what kind of economic impact do you think we'll see from this?
Without a doubt, I mean, Baltimore is an important port. You know, items can be diverted, to other ports. That they're obviously going to have some slowdown with certain items. Was some discussion as well in regards to the fact that Baltimore also handles a lot of the hazardous types of materials that other ports can't handle because of how hazardous materials can be transported and can't use tunnels and other things. So they're going to have to figure some logistical situation where they're going to have to move things to other areas. I mean, they did a great job in the fire that took place with the bridge in Philadelphia not too long ago and getting things done quickly. I mean, when we need to, we can get things done quickly. Hopefully they'll handle something like that. There's going to be some hiccups, but is it something that we can handle? Sure. The bigger issue I discussed yesterday was, it's sad, but I don't buy what the media and the government is telling. I mean, up early, I saw the video of that, yesterday morning and watching the lights go off and the lights go on. And the idea that they completely said, now this, you know, no sign of terror here. I'm sorry, you know, I'm not talking about the people that are on the actual boat, but unfortunately we have a lot of, automation when it comes to systems nowadays. In particular, also in shipping, where satellites can take control. You can go online, you can see the various different companies and touting what they can do in controlling ships remotely. If it's got an external, kind of way into a ship, then it can be hacked and bad things can happen. And it wasn't that long. It was back in the January, February 2001. We reported on what happened in Oldsmar, Florida, where somebody hacked the water supply there and tried to poison the water. And to me, that was like one of the biggest stories of the year, but barely got reported on because they didn't want to scare anybody. This is what happens when you don't have closed systems. And you know, if you're not a closed system, the system can be hacked. And I think that that's something that needs to be taken into consideration when it comes to this, because quite frankly, it just doesn't make sense. The things are just not adding up to me.
Well, it's hard to believe how you could lose power like that. So you definitely would look at all the maintenance, what was happening with that ship in port, and did it have this kind of problem before? How was it addressed? But you're absolutely right. It's the Internet of Things, as it were, too. The idea that almost everything gets connected in some way, shape, or form. And hopefully the NTSB, I know that they'll look at that angle, but if it turns out to be that it was hacked, well, that's going to be a new problem in and of itself.
Well, I mean, it's a problem right now. I mean, that's, you know, you take a look at a lot of cybersecurity firms. I mean, it's a real issue. To me, you know, any type of infrastructure or anything like that, they should be closed. They shouldn't have the possibility of, you know, outside, you know, influences getting in. I don't believe that. And I don't believe that the need to automate everything out there is exactly, you know, the best way of handling things. There's just too many, you know, nefarious actors that are out there. And, you know, this should be a way, you know, that you know, you could wreak enormous havoc on an economy without having to fire a shot or drop a bomb and, you know, try to find it. They still never caught that hacker that, you know, what they did there in Florida that got in through an external system, the German software called TeamViewer, that got on there, then that could have been really, really awful. So you know, the fact that they're disregarding it right now, it's almost like to me, it's like they don't want people to know, because they don't want to cause any sort of panic. But I'm surprised that the media is not really, you know, following up in this line of questioning, because that was the first thing that came to mind when I saw the lights flicker. I said, you know, that's odd, because you know that these things have redundant systems, especially in a ship that, you know, it takes miles to just turn that thing around or to slow something down at that weight, that you would have redundant systems to make something like that just not possible.
Oh, sure. And especially if you're on the high seas and something goes wrong, mm-hmm. and you can't steer in the middle of a storm or something like that, that's catastrophic for that ship. Well, we could start to run out of time, though, Chris, but just real quick, I did see something that from MarketWatch, CPI inflation is almost surely going to be above 3% well into mid-year. You know, is this going to, again, continue to affect whether or not we'll see a rate cut sooner or later?
I have no idea. I can't tell you what the Fed is going to do. I really don't. I don't know what their logic and reason is right now when it comes to things. I really don't think that they have much. They can really do much when it comes to inflation any longer, and I think that they know that. So, I think that they slowly but surely are going to end up raising their terminal rate to a higher level, recognizing that they really can't bring the rate down if government continues to spend the way that it does.
Indeed. I appreciate it so very much, Chris. We appreciate you being here, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Go over there and check it out. Folks, check us out. We're coming right back after the top of the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.